Okay, today is Daf Hey. We are Daf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom where it says Ema. It's really a new topic. It's really a new topic. Yesterday was not hard. It was just very, very confusing. We would have done that in 3 hours. It would have been very easy. But we don't have the time, so we're rushing. But today's a new topic. So today we'll learn Ilul Nishmas, sponsored by the Nordenberg family, Ilul Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben, Shaul Pinchas, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. So here we go. So the Gemara asks the following question. What kind of thing is this? You bring a carbon. The Mishnah said you bring a carbon, shalol l'shma, not a chatas, not a pesach. In all shlamim, you bring a shalol l'shma. What's the story? Everything's kosher about it. You're allowed to eat the meat if it's a shlamim, but the owner has to bring another one. What kind of thing is that? Like a half baked thing. You're allowed to eat it. Everything's kosher, but the owner didn't get his check mark, his chiyah for bringing the car. What kind of thing is that? Ema, let's say like this. Hecha de shachet lehu shalol l'shma. If he shachs a shalol l'shma, li pasel. It should be pasel. What kind of thing is that? It's kosher, but you have to be... What kind of thing is that? Li pasel. It should be pasel. Rashi says, shari lo nasu kil chasan. You didn't do the halacha. You didn't do the right thing. The ein zrikasan materas besar l'achila. How could the zrika matter the meat to be eaten? How kind of thing is that? This should have been the first question of the Gemara, right?
They caught up.
What? It definitely is.
It is.
Exactly.
It's a gift. It's really not a...
But you have to have kavana. So but you have to bring another one. So if you have to bring another one, obviously this is no good. And if it's... So what's going on here? What kind of thing is this? It's like half, you know? So it's a funny thing. So it's a Gemara right away. So the Gemara says like this. The answer is because the Torah itself gives us this heter. How? Amar Kort says, we did this already, Moti sefasecha tishmar. Whatever you say, whatever comes out of your mouth, vasisa kasher nedarta, right? Then the pasuk continues. Whatever comes out of your mouth, keep your neder, right? Nedarta is a new word neder. Lashem alokecha nedava asher nedarta beficha. Nedava asher dibarta beficha. The nedava that you said with your mouth. So we know that a neder and a nedava are two totally different things. A neder means I bring it on myself, I have to bring it, and a nedava is that animal. So how could the same pasuk say two opposite things? Keep your promises, neders and nedavas. So says the Gemara, hi nedava, neder who? How could you call it a nedava? It's a neder. Ella, rather, im kimash nedarta sisa yei neder. If you follow what you're supposed to do, the halacha, you have lishma and all that, then it's a neder. V'yamlav, and if not, you hate a dava. At least it's an adava. At least it's an adava. So it's still something. Therefore, it's still something. Therefore, you're allowed to bring it. You're allowed to eat the meat. Everything's good. Right? You do the shechit al shalolish. Oh, yeah, I botched up. I'll botch the whole thing up. No, don't do that, we said. Keep doing it the right way. Somebody can eat it. But how could that be? How could someone eat it? How can we do the right thing? We already botched it up. The answer is it becomes a nedava, it's good enough. The Torah itself said you can do this. Right? V'im lav yei nedava. Now, v'itzdrach l'motzi sefasecha, we need that vort. V'itzdrach, and we also need zos ha-Torah. That we said yesterday. Zos ha-Torah, you have to have l'shma with all kabanos. Right? Zos ha-Torah, all the kabanos, that pasuk we ended off with yesterday, we need both of these ideas. Why? Because of Rachmana, Moti, if it only would have the pasuk of Moti, Havavin, I would think, Lo, Yoda, B'mai. I wouldn't know in what regard is it still good. The pasuk says two words, Neder and Nedava. So if it's not a Neder, it's a Nedava. Regarding what? I wouldn't know regarding what. Therefore, Kasav Rachmana, V'zos HaTorah, regarding everything. Okay? V'i, Kasav Rachmana, V'zos HaTorah, and if the Torah would have only said V'zos HaTorah, that they're all connected, right? That they're all the same. Havamina lipaslo. I would have thought that they're all the same to make them no good. That's why the Torah says motzi sefasecha. No, it's good. The owner has to bring another one, but at least it's good. It's good for what purpose? The kaharim could eat it. Maybe the baal could also eat it. But it's all good. What? Yeah. But okay, the owner has to bring another one. Okay.
It still stays
But one at a time.
It still stays Kodesh? Even if you did it the wrong way,
yeah.
It still stays Kodesh.
Yeah, it still stays Kodesh, and the rai is allowed to eat the meat.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, the motion is, now, Darta sees you,
It's not your problem.
I know, but it's so that's a separate issue. Can you sue the Cohen because he botched up your carbon? I don't know. You did everything properly. So what? You can't bring a carbon without a Cohen.
It's called Kohanic malpractice.
Yeah, exactly.
They have their own insurance.
Exactly.
You can't bring a
carbon without a Cohen. You can't.
You can
check it. That's all you can do. Then you have to sit there.
But you still need a Cohen.
You need a Cohen. You can't bring it without a Cohen. Now, Rami Rish Lakish al Ma'ohi. Rish Lakish asked, al Ma'ohi means on his stomach. What does that mean?
He was lying on his stomach.
He was lying on his stomach? Bei Midrasha in the base of Medrash?
He was very fat.
Rish Lakish?
Yeah.
Umakshi. And he asked the following question. Im Ksheirim Haim, this is the exact same question we just asked. Im Ksheirim Haim, if it's kosher, year two. Then it should be accepted. Right, he says over here, the Evan HaAzel, the Evan HaAzel was the father-in-law of Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Zalman Meltzer. Rav Zalman Meltzer asks, why did Shlokesh change the language to year two? The whole time we're saying, Yalu, Yotze, whatever we have. Also, they changed the year two, that it's accepted. Why do I have to change the language? Okay. Anyway, Im Ksheirim Haim, year two. if it's kosher, then why isn't it accepted? Why do you have to bring another one? V'im ein meratzin lama ban. And if it's not going to be accepted, why are you bringing it? So same question we just asked. Right? Same question. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Well, matzinu b'boin la'acher misa shen ksheirin. Well, you know, you can bring something after death. V'ein meratzin. What does that mean? You bring something after death. Right? What? He's dead. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah.
Who's dead?
The person who's supposed to bring the carbon is dead. But the children could bring it anyway. Ditnan. Ha'isha she'evia chatasa. If a woman had a baby, so the halach is she's supposed to bring two animals. A chatas and an ola, a bird. So she brought the chatas already. But she'd have had a chance to bring the ola. And she passed away. Umeisa. Yaviu yarshin olasa. The children could bring the ola and sit in her place.
Is that a chiv on them?
Yeah. Olasa. What if she only brought the Olia now? Umay says, and she passed away? Lo yaviu yarshin chatasa. They can't bring the chatas for her. Why? Because the chatas you can't bring for someone who's passed away. No such thing. However, Oli could. So what do you see from here? Right? You bring karbanos, even though they have no effect. Person's dead already. It's in Shemayim. What are you bringing the carbon for? Bring it anyway. It doesn't accomplish anything. Bring it anyway. So Rish Lakish, what's your kasha? What's your such a kasha on you, Rish Lakish? Such a kasha. How come you can bring it? It doesn't do anything. I mean, you find it by already by Misa, you do such a thing. You bring it even though it doesn't do anything. Right? Yeah. So, there's a sefer here called the Tyrus HaKodesh, which asks, what? Rav Shlakish had a question. What are you bringing it for? It doesn't do anything. So what did Rav Elazar answer? Well, there's a Mishnah that says that when a woman passes away, you can bring the Ola for her, even though it doesn't do anything. She's already passed away. Why is that Mishnah better than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that any carbon brought Shalol Lashma, it works, except the Ola has to bring another one. What are you bringing me a different Mishnah? It says the exact same thing. Why is that Mishnah better than our Mishnah? Rav Shlakish said a Kasha. How could it work? Why does it work? You know, why does it work? You have to bring another one. The answer is, but the Mishnah said, what can I tell you? Right? So why is that Mishnah better than our Mishnah? Same Mishnah says the same thing. Right?
Death is a lot different than the Shalom Lishma. It's a much higher level.
What?
I would say death is a lot different than Shalom Lishma. It's a much higher level.
Tosfos, it brings up that point. Not at the higher level.
That's only the Chatzis.
What do you mean? The Chatzis you can't bring for someone who died.
That's only means one act.
Why? Because?
Because he's raising the Chatzis because of Misa.
Right. Or right, exactly, yes.
Hopefully,
right. So you can't, that's a rule anyway. You can't bring a Chatzis to someone who's not alive.
Right.
And Ola, you see, you can. What does it accomplish? Nothing.
Okay.
Person's dead already. You bring it anyway. So what's the big deal?
I get to check.
What? Yeah, so that's a good question that Tara Zakoda, she asks. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Amalei says Rish Lakish back, no, Modina Lacha Ba'ola Esilacha Misa. Ola, I agree with you. I agree with you about an Ola. My issue wasn't Ola. Asham the Lo Esilacha Misa Minalam. My issue wasn't Asham. I was only asking about an Asham. That was my problem. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says right here. Exactly, exactly. Shim shachta shalol lishman. If you shecht an ol asham. I knew that Mishnah about the Yoledes. I know that old you could bring after me. So that wasn't my issue. Mishnah was an asham. Why? But our Mishnah said that Shim shachta shalol lishma. Shetiskariv, bring the ola. Bring the asham. Afal pi she'ein amarata. It's not going to work. Hoil the umatzinu shebol achamisa ve'ein amarata. Vodin l'shlamim v'shar kabanos chutz michatas. They're all like that, except for chatas. V'asham mihu t'lo asil acha misa. How can you bring an asham after misa? The kaimel we learned the call shechatas misa. Any b'chal shebechatas misa in any situation where a chatas would have to die. Now, a owner pledges, Reuven pledges to bring a chatas. The chatas is waiting in his barn. He's waiting for a trip to Yerushalayim, and he passes away. So what do you do with that animal? You don't bring it. You don't bring it. He died. No. So halacha lo shem sinai, a chatas where the owner died has to be left to die.
Pasture.
No, not pasture where it gets a mum, has to be left to die. You lock it in a room and you don't feed it. What kind of cruelty is that? That's what the Torah said. So you lock it in a room. Now the rule is, if you ever do that for a chatas, for an asham, it goes to pasture. Second, you bring the asham. Goes to pasture. Right? The asham roe minolan. The car of Sholishman. Halveinam Ratze. So it doesn't work. So what are you bringing it for? Chatas, you're not allowed to bring. Asham, there was a machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said, it's the same din as the Chatas. Said Shalakash, I'm messing on the other Mandamar, who said Asham is good. How can Asham be good? Chatas just won't work. Well, how could it work for an Asham? The low apik who to Masnis and Ella Pesach and Chatas. The Mishnah only excluded Pesach and Chatas. What happened to Asham? How can Asham not be in that list? I don't get it, says Rish Lakish. I just don't get it. So Amar, so he answered back, I'm sorry, Amalei, Hare, Machlekoscha, Betzido. He answers back, who's talking here? Rabbi Elazar says to him, yeah, but Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said that Asham's not good. He said Asham doesn't work. He said, Asham, just like a Chatas, and just like a Pesach. So there's your answer, Rish Lakish. Is that an answer? So, Amalei, Machlokoscha Betzido, your Machlokish writes about this issue. Harabi Eliezer, Omer, Afa Asham. Rabbi Eliezer said, Asham also doesn't work. You don't bring the Asham, you don't continue, oh, you botched up, that's it, it's over. So, Amar, Zeusha Omer, Velavadim Gadahu. This is who they said is such a great man. Such good Torah. What kind of question? What answer was that? Kamina na Mishnah Shlema. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about the consensus opinion. Vata Martili Rabbi Eliezer. You tell me what Rabbi Eliezer. Das Yachid holds like that. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about a consensus opinion. Right? Ella Amar Rish Lakish. Eftachana Pitzchel Nafshai. I'm going to open up my soul to try to find an answer to this unusual lashon. It says Motzi Sifasecha. Get same pasuk. Hi neder, hi nedava, nederu. How can it be the same pasuk has a neder and a nedava? And the answer is kedil el, like we said. So what do you see? That why is asham different than anything else? Why is asham different? It's not a chatas. It's only an asham. So a little bit different. So the answer is those manta amars in the Mishnah who hold that you can bring an asham even though you made a mistake. How could you do such a thing? That doesn't work. Because it's like an Edra and a Dava issue. It turns into an Adava, so to speak.
How is he answering different than
what
you said?
What? He's not answering differently. He asked the same question. And he gave the same answer.
Yeah.
The same question, the same answer. Same exact question. How could it work? How could it half work? How did it half work? It works, you can eat it. But it doesn't work, you have to bring it again. What kind of thing is that? A half working? The answer is, the Pasuk said that. If it's not an Edra, it turns into an Adava. So if it's not what you wanted, it becomes an Adava.
Oh, so he didn't see that previous story?
What? The same thing. I guess he answered the same thing, yeah. Okay? Next. Yosef Rav Zera, Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, V'Yosef Abaya Gabayu, they're all sitting there, V'Yosef Vikamri, Kasha Leila Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had a Kasha. Asham Delo Asi La'achar Misa. An Asham can't be brought after Misa. Right? So that was his question. An Asham can't be brought after Misa, how can it be brought from our Mishnah? Why? If it can't be brought after Misa, how can it be brought wrong? How can that work? How can that be possible? And he answered, "V'nasiv le Tamuda moti sifasecha." And he gave the answer, "No, it turns into a nadava." That was his answer. Right? That was his answer. It's not really an usher, merely it's really turned into an adava. Why? Because he botched something up. He did something wrong. So you're not going to get your check mark for bringing an usher. The kohen, they can eat it. Why? It turned into an adava. So Amar, Ema, Haba, B'neder, Uben Adava, Laithi. One second. Ema. One second, where am I? One second. Yeah. Ema, say it like this. How about this? Haba b'neder u'b'nedava. Right? So if you bring a neder, or nedava, shalol shema, laithi, it's fine. V'lo lirtzi. But it's not going to be accepted. Meaning, you have to bring another one. Asham, atzuri na'mi lirtzi. Maybe if you bring an asham, it'll be accepted also. Why not say that?
Shouldn't be
at all. What? No, don't say low. No, that's the next one. This in the wrong spot. Right? Ema, haba, benedev, and adava, laisi, velo, lirtzi. A benedev, and adava, you can bring it, but you don't, but you don't get credit for it. Asham, oh, I'm sorry. Asham, lo, laisi, klau, you're right. Asham, lo, laisi, klau. Maybe an asham shouldn't bring it at all. In other words, okay. That pasuk's talking about a neder and a nedava. Fine, I get it. What about an asham? Shouldn't bring it at all. Amalu abaya, Rosh Lakish mehacha pasach. It says like this. V'shachat osa l'chatas. Osa l'shma kishera. Shelo l'shma psula. Only a chatas has that din. Only a chatas has that din. Hashar kachim shelo l'shma. Other kachim brought shelo l'shma. Ksherin. They're kosher. So then if they're kosher, yachal year two, maybe it should even work. You don't have to bring another one. Works. Bring it. Year two, you should even get your check mark. Tabalamar, motisifasecha. No, you can't. Because it turned into an adava. That's all it's good for. It's good for an adava. You can't get your check mark. Ve'ema, haba, benediv, and adava, laisi, velo, lirtzi. This is, I'm sorry, I was in the wrong place. Haba, nediv, and adava, laisi, velo, lirtzi. If it's a nediv and an adava, you can bring it, but you don't get credit for it. You have to bring another one. Asham, arsu, yinami, lirtzi. And asham is even good. Now, what's the logic of that? There is no logic in that at all. But okay, it's where I ask the question. Amarbaya, asham demirtzi lo matzis. That's impossible. It's impossible. There's no logic to say that. Amarta kalvachomer, me ola. It's a kalvachomer from ola. Ma ola, shayna mischaperes. Just like an ola. There's no kapar for an ola. Now, on another base, we're going to say that there is. An ola is mechaper certain things. But not really. So not the way a chatzis or an asham are mechaper. It's mechaper for assays. A guy forgot to put on tefillin. Forgot the bench. You should bust the bench, right? I forgot the bench. Okay, so next time bench. I bring an ola. Feel bad about it. That's what it's for. Forgot to make an assay, right? That's much more makel than the guy, even my shogig, violate Shabbos. No comparison, right? So, ola doesn't really come for a chet. Not for a kapar, really. Nevertheless, enumeratze, if you bring an ola, shalol shema, it doesn't work. It works to the extent that you get that everyone can, you keep on doing the process. But nobody, we have to bring another one. So asham, shemachaper, and did she maratza? So of course it's not maratza. How could that be maratza? What was the logic? There's no logic in that. So Gemara says, well, mala ola, shekin kolil. Yeah, you know why an ola is not, an ola is not maratza? Because nobody eats it. It's all kolil, it's all burned up. So shlomim yochichu, shlomim will disprove that. Why? Because the shlomim is not maratza, and it's not all burnt up. Mal shlamim shekein teunin nesachim v'tenufa chaza v'shok, but a shlam has all these other requirements. You have to do smicha nesachim. You have nesachim tenufa. You have to wave it chaza v'shok. You wave the chaza. You don't have that by every carbon. Maybe that's why it's not. You have to bring another one. The answer is olo tochiach. Olo, you don't have all those requirements, and it doesn't work. So v'chaza radin, and it goes back and forth. Lo rizek rizeh, v'lo rizek rizeh. An ashram is not like a olo, and it's not like a shlamim. But it's like both of them. Ma hatzad shavish ben. What's the common denominator between an ola and a shlamim? What's the common denominator between an ola and a shlamim? Shem kachim, they're kachim. Fishchitatz on shalol l'shma k'shirin. If you shecht it shalol l'shma, it's good.
Sure.
It's good. And you have to bring another one, but it's good. Af they maratzid, but it doesn't work. It's good, but it doesn't work. Af ani avi asham shu kodesh v'shachto shalol l'shma kasher vein maratza. It works, but you're not. It's not maratza. It's good. But you have to bring another one. How do you know that? You learn it out from the other two.
And why can you learn chatas from the same?
What?
And why?
Because chatas and osa. Some meat over there. It has to be lishma. So chatas is different. The Gemara tomorrow, later, how do you know Pesach is different? We're going to get to that. Those two are different. Asham, according to the consensus opinion in the Mishnah, Asham is the same thing as an Ola Shlamim. Why? It's learned out from Ola and Shlamim. Yes, it's similar to a chatas in some regard, not in this regard. You're right.
But
for a certain avera, it's if I didn't know I did the avera. If I knew I did the avera, I ate chalif. If you what happens if you eat chalif b'shogig, chatas. What if you're not sure? Well, you eat chalif, and it was b'shogig. There were two pieces of meat in the refrigerator. One was yours, and one was your shiksa cleaning lady. And you ate one. You don't know which one you ate. So that's a shalad. They're being an asham. Till you find out which one you ate. If you ate the right one, nothing. If you ate the wrong one, you got to bring a chatas now.
Would you bring a
tolui
then?
If you're not that's asham tolui. That's what it is. Exactly what we're talking about. Asham tolui. Now, maybe your whole life you'll never find out. You never found out. What can I do? But that's what asham is. So it's a half a chet. So it's like in some ways it's like a chatas, in some ways it's not. So in this regard, it's not.
Because it's listed before chatas.
What?
Because when we say the asham with a chatas one.
Correct. I don't know why I would say that.
I thought it has a higher status.
I don't know about that. Higher status in what regard?
In terms of its overall.
I don't know what that means. You know, I don't know. Now, ma'ala tala shava shebehen. What's the tala shava between ola and shlamim? Shekin yeshno betzibor. But there is such a thing as an ola letzibor and a shlamim betzibor. There's no asham tzibor. No such thing. So therefore, maybe that's why they only half work. But in asham, which shouldn't work at all. So Gemara says, Toda tochiach. A Toda will disprove that. Why? What about a Toda? A Toda, there's no such thing as a Toda Tzibor. Right? There's no such thing. It's a personal carbon, right? And yet, if you bring it Shalol Lashma, you have to bring it again. Hu Adin, an Asham have to bring again. Right?
You have to bring the 40 loaves again?
Mal Toda, Shkeitu Una, she came to Ura Lechem, but a Toda is different. A Toda requires 40 loaves. That's why, we're going to answer that question later in the week, good question. That's why, Yoni asked, if you have to bring the Toda again, you have to bring the 40 loaves again? It's a good question, we're going to get to that later in the week. That's why a Toda doesn't work. Because you have to bring 40 loaves, it's a chumradika thing. When you bring 40 loaves of bread for a carbon. But if you have a Asham, maybe it wouldn't work, or it would work. Ola Shlamim Yochichu, no, Ola and Shlamim come back and prove that 40 loaves is irrelevant. Why? For Chazar Adin. Lo Rizeh Kuizeh, Lo Rizeh Kuizeh, Hashtar HaShav HaShabahen. The common denominator is, Shein Kachim, V'Shachlan Shalol HaShema, Kasher. If they're all Kachim, they're all Shachlan Shalol HaShema, they're good, but they ain't in Ratzah, but they don't work. Right, you have to bring another one. Af, Ani, Avi, Asham, Shu Kodesh, it's Kodesh, V'Shachto Shalol HaShema, Kasher, ain't in Ratzah. It's Kasher, and it doesn't work. Still, the Gemara still doesn't stop.
She still have to bring another one.
What?
She still have to bring another one.
Exactly. Now, the Gemara now is going to say something very difficult. Ma atada shavasha behen, shein bon b'neder u'b'nedava. Every other carbon can be brought as a neder, as a nedava. Voluntarily, willingly, I want to get close to Hashem, whatever a carbon does. In Asham, no such thing. Asham has to be brought only, that's not an adava. I feel like bringing an Asham today. Can't do such a thing. Right? So therefore it's different. So all these sadashavas fall away. So the Gemara says, you're right, they all fall away. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, how do I know that an Asham doesn't work? How do I know Asham doesn't work? Ela Marava, like we said yesterday, Zos HaTorah. It says Zos HaTorah, Laola, Lamincha, Lachatas, LaAsham, LaShlam, LaMilum, LaZevach HaShlamim, Hekeshu, Hakasav, LaShlamim. It's all compared to HaShlamim. Ma Shlamim, Shein Marat Kachim, V'Shachlim Shol Lishma, Ksherin, the Ein Maratzin. Af Ani Avi Asham Shu Kodesh. So to an Asham that's Kodesh. Right. What's the so to an Asham, that's Kodesh, It's kosher, but it's not meratzeh. How did that change the fact that every other carbon is different? How did that change anything? So Rashi on the top line said, the ain may shivan ala hekesh. You can't ask a kasha on a hekesh. He has a good kasha. So what? Asham zan nadava and the all these kabbalas are. The answer is a hekesh, you can't bring a carbon. You can't ask a kasha on a hekesh. What's a hekesh? Hekesh is they're all in the same pasuk. So they're all in the same pasuk, they're all lumped together. The logic doesn't make a difference. No kasha on a hekesh. Can't ask a kasha on a hekesh. What? No, we're saying like this. Just like, what's a tzara shava?
Well, it's a common denominator.
Common denominator. What's the common denominator? Just like a chata, an ola, and a shlamim have the requirement that what? You bring a lishma, you mess up a lishma, so the carbon's good, but you have to bring it again.
Right.
So to asham. In order for that to work, they have to be common. Be common. They're not common. Why? First we said, well, those are seabor. That's not an answer. Then we said, this one requires tenufa. That's not an answer. Both of them, both together. Ola and Asham together. But the problem is, Ola and Asham can be nedders in the davas. And Asham can't. That is such a fundamental difference that it breaks the commonality. So they're not commonality anymore. So what do we go back to? A hekesh. The hekesh is also not common. Yeah, but there's no kasha on hekeshes. You can ask a kasha on it. Nothing changed. They're still not common. But the answer is, Hashem put them in the same pasuk, you should learn that halacha. That's exactly why Hashem did it. That's why the Torah put them in the same pasuk.
How is the tzara shava different from a mamatzinu?
They're not, the same thing. That's the same thing. Two words say the same thing. Tzara shava and mamatzinu. You could have a mamatzinu, so tzara shava is usually two things. Here we learned that from Ola and Asham. Because Ola alone was not enough. Why? Because it's funny, it's different, everything gets burnt.
Right.
Shlamim alone is different, it has all these requirements, nesachim and waving. So two of them together. Right? Okay. Now, my chazis, the akashto l'shlamim. So why, that pasuk says shlamim, chatos. Why are you comparing it to a shlamim? And then therefore, it works, but you have to bring it again. Akash l'chatos. Compare it to a chatos, where it doesn't work at all. Why are you comparing it to an asham? Right?
Because chatos is not in the pasuk.
What? Yes, it is. The pasuk says, "Ola mincha chatas asham limiluim ulzevach hashlamim." They're all in there, right? So the Tyrus Hakodesh explains that what the Gemara is really driving at is what the Gemara is really wants to ask is: we can go lekula and compare an asham to a ola and a shlamim, or we can go lechumra and compare it to a chatas. So how are we going lekula? Do we have a rule? We have a rule, if a hekesh can go l'kula or l'chumra, go l'chumra. That's really what it's, driving at. What?
Cover your bases.
Cover your bases, go l'chumra. So are we saying it's like a chatas, like an ola and a shlamim, go l'kula, be machmir. Why not?
Right.
So, hamir rachmana, osa. The Torah said, by a chatas, it says osa. Only a chatas has that din. Only a chatas has a din that if it's not l'shma, it's no good at all. Not an asham, only a chatos. Osa, it's a special din by chatos. What about a Pesach? We'll get to Pesach soon. Okay?
So why can you say that since the hekesh doesn't work for chatos, it shouldn't work for anything else in the pasuk?
No, because it's a hekesh. So therefore, no. I don't know why we don't say that.
Because you have a mir by chatos.
No, so he's asking, so then why should it work at all? Because the hekesh is lach l'moshe m'sinai. That's why you can't ask a kasha on it. Right? So then what kind of question was this? Well, we'll learn from chatz. Okay. Simen, hanash, basar. Okay? Next. Yosef Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Yosef Rav Sheshet Kabayu, Yosef Rav Karmi, they're all sitting around. Kasha lay l'Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had a kasha. Asham, delo asu la'achar misa. An asham cannot be brought after someone dies. Someone designated an usher, then he died. You don't bring that usher. Why not? What for? Right? Lay malay, Rebbe Lazar, usher nami, asi la'achar misa. An usher can be brought after misa. How so? Says Rashi. Very difficult here. She usher, shemesu olav. What happens? What happened? Now, what happens when someone, let's do it slow. What happens when someone designates a chatas? Ruvain. Designated chatos, he turned the light on Shabbos by mistake. He designated chatos, he's waiting for a ride to Yerushalayim, and he dies. What do you do with that chatos? You put it in a room, you lock the door, you let wait for the animal to die. What if it would be an asham? The guy ate a piece of meat from the fridge, he wasn't sure if it was his or his maid's, and he's not sure, so he's suffix, he has to bring an asham. Fine. So he buys an asham, he's on his way to Yerushalayim, and he dies. What do you do with that asham? It goes to pasture. Then what do you do with it when it gets a mum? No, it gets a mum. You can't shecht, it has a mum. You sell it to the butcher shop, and with the money you buy an ola.
Right.
So what do you see? An asham turned into an ola. This is what Gemara says.
Look at
the third line of Rashi. She'asham shemesu. An asham where the owner died. Shemesu ba'alav, the owner died. Roeh. Wait for it to get a mum. Vidam of Noflin, Lakayatam Isbeach. The money will be used for an ola. What's Kayatam Isbeach? Kayatam Isbeach means, Kayatam means like dessert. When the Mizbeach had nothing to do, it was a slow day, they'd bring karbanos to keep the Kahanim busy. It's a Shevach to Hashem. Look how busy we are. The Mizbeach is not idle. It's a Shevach. So they would do that. They would have like money left over, animals left over. When there was a slow day, they'd have bring. That's what they would do with this money. The Ashram can't be brought because the guy died. So they got a mum, right? They got a mum. They sold it. They bought with that money. They bought other animals. So what do you see? The asham turned into an ola. So of course, everyone asks, what kind of thing is that? Not the same animal. It's not the same. It's not the same creation. It's a whole new thing, right? Esrub Chaim, the grids, not Chaim. Ma dimion bein asham l'shenichsha shel ola shma l'moser asham. So the moser asham. It's the leftover money from an asham. How could you compare an asham that got a mum? The ashen that was brought shalol l'shma to an ashen that got a mum, you sold it and bought a new animal. How could you compare the two? What kind of comparison is that? Right? Hare moser ashem karev b'toras ola. A moser ashem is brought as an ola. You sold it, you took the money, you bought an ola. What are you going to do with that ola? When it's a slow day, we'll bring it.
Right.
How do you compare that to an ashem that was brought shalol l'shma? Not the same thing at all. The Gemara said, you see from here, Asham can be brought after Misa. How? In some funny way. Yeah, it's a funny way. It's not the same Asham. Right?
One question. If you're locked in a room, is the mall the heritage? It's already set aside to be designated.
You're not doing anything with it. Not touching.
But you've already set it aside to bring it.
I know. That's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, that if Reuven sets aside a chatas, only a chatas is halacha, and he dies, the animal's not brought. It's not brought, and it doesn't get a mum. There are five chattases that halacha applies. That you lock the door, throw away the key, come back a month later, it'll be dead.
So it's not considered
hectic. It's hectic, but that's halacha. That's what you have to do with it. So it's a funny, you have to give some answer, how the Gemara even has a half a minute to compare the Moser Asham to an Asham that was brought Shalol Shema. It's not the same thing at all. Anyway, Amalu Rav Sheshes, Asham Lamai Karov. How is it happening? How is it Asham getting brought after Reuven died? Lamosaro. It's really not the Asham itself, it's the leftover money. You sold it, you bought an Ola. So Chatas Nami Mikrov Krev Moser Chatas. You do the same thing with the Chatas. How do you do the same thing with the Chatas? You do the same thing. You designate a Chatas, then you lost it. So what do? You lost the animal. You lost it. So what do? Get another chatos. Right. Then you find the first animal. So what do you do with that one now? So is that the case? Chatos. The answer is not the same halacha. Right? Chatos. No, that also happens. Yeah. Exactly. I'm sorry. A guy brought two chatoses. Why did he bring two chatos? Not that he lost it. He made a mistake, he turned the light on Shabbos. Oh, he felt terrible, he brings a chatas. But he's so nervous, he's such a nervous person, he brings two chatases. Why? In case one was something wrong with one. Something wrong with one, you have the other one right there. That won't be embarrassing, he has to go back to the store and get another chatas. He brings two. So, fine. Turns out the one's good though. So what do you do with the second one? What do you do with the second one? The guy's an OCD. He brings two chatases. What do you do with the second one? You wait for it to get a mum, and then you have the money, you buy an ola. So what do you see? You have the same thing by a chatas, also. A chatas can become turn into an ola.
At what point does it become hectic?
That's a good question.
If he's buying two animals, We know he does not chayiv two animals.
What?
We know he's not chayiv two animals.
Exactly.
So when does it become hektish?
What?
It's only
when you designated it. You designate both of them. It's a backup. You designated a backup. So what do you do with the, if I need the backup? I need it.
Can you designate the backup before anything?
Yes. Yes. I come to the Kohen. I have two chatzas. He says, "What, you turn the light on twice?" He says, "No. I turned it on once, but I have OCD." He says, "Oh, okay, fine. We'll check it out. No mum on this one. What do we do the second one? I donated it already.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll let it get a mum. And then when it gets a mum, we'll sell it and use the money for an ola when the mizbeach is idle." So what do you see? But a chatas cannot be brought lishma. I'm sorry, a chatas, if you botch up the lishma, you can't be brought. Yet, you can bring a chatas as an ola. What does that have anything to do with the asham issue? We said something about asham. Asham, you can bring it as an ola. So what? You can do the same thing by a chatas. That doesn't change anything. That's not a raya that an asham can be brought. That an asham is like a shlamim, that it can be brought like that. It's not a raya. Because a chatas also you can bring as an ola. Chatas nami, kumikra of kravis mosaras. Chatas also can be brought like that. So Gemara says, "L'chatas afagaf de kreva mosara mi rachmana hu." You're right. Even though you can do that by a chatas, it still says who. And what do you learn from who? That only when it's brought as a chatas, it's kosher. But if it's not brought as a shem chatas, it's not kosher. Asham nami ksir bei hu. Also says who by asham. It also says who. Where does it say who by asham? If you want to know the pasuk, it says v'hikter asam akorei hamizbecha ishe l'ashem asham hu. So maybe only asham also can't be brought, if it's brought l'shalol l'shma, it's not good. Why is it good? Hahu, no, that who is l'acha haktaris emur mudiksev. That's after the emurim are already brought. That's already, the carbon's done. So that miut doesn't do anything. That has no effect. Therefore, asham is like a shlamim. Kiditanya, aval asham lo nemer b'hu, el'acha haktaris emurim. Right? When did it say who by Asham? It's after the Emurim are already, it's at the end of the Avodah. The whole Avodah is done already. That doesn't matter. Hu atzmo, imlo tir Emurim kosher. What if you don't check the Emurim? What if you don't burn the fats on the Mizbeach? It's still kosher. That's not ma'akiv. It's a nice thing to do. You should do it. You don't have to do it. Ve'ela hu lamali. Why does it say who? By Asham. What do we learn from that who? Why does it say that? Again, it says, Hikter ozem akori no Mizbecha, Asham la, Ishel Hashem, Asham hu. It's an asham. How about you say asham? What's who? So, the kederavuna amarav. Damavuna amarav. Asham shenitek l'ri'iya. If an asham has to go to get a mum. So it's waiting to get a mum. V'shachto stam. And you shacht it stam. Kosher. It's kosher.
As an ola.
Nitek in, lo nitek lo. If only because it got a mum, you can shacht it stam. But if it didn't get a mum.
Can't.
What?
Can't.
Right. Why? Because, my timer, why is that? Amar krahu bevyosi yehei. It says who that only when it's designated as an ola because it has a mum, then you can shecht it stam. But otherwise, it has to have lishma. Okay. Yosef of Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Yosef of Adar Bamasna, Gabayo, Yosef of Gomri. Hard to come or belazer. Matzira b'bar lachar misa. Shein k'sherin v'emaratin. That we said this already. That Belazer said you can bring karbanos after misa, like a woman who had a baby. So you can bring the ola after misa. It's kosher, but it's not maratzah. Doesn't do anything. Lemalei Rish Lakish, hanunai mi laitzi v'lirtu. Maybe it does accomplish something. What does it accomplish? Amalehu Rav Adar Bar Matna, yoled es im liyolda, b'nei mi yoldu? What do you mean accomplishes? Well, the children had a baby. The mother had the baby. What happened? She passed away. She brought the chazah she brought. The ola she never had a chance to bring. So what are we saying now? Maybe it works for something. Well, who's bringing it? This woman's son, right?
Right.
How can it work for him? So Gemara says, "Maskev l'ravati." 1 minute. Man lemelon de'i ika kama atse gabe lo mitzchapra. 1 second. Let's say this woman had a baby, and she brought a chatos, and now she has to bring an ola. Why? Because whenever a woman has a baby, she has to bring an ola. And by the way, the day before she forgot the bench, so she's bringing an ola anyway. So this ola won't count for that benching issue as well. Why not? Milo iko kama ase gaba lomas chapra. If she has a lot of assays, she didn't do. She didn't bench for a whole week. So many assays she didn't do. Won't it work?
No,
won't that ola count for those assays? L'chori, yes.
It's double dipping.
So who said it can't double dip?
Because even
Who said not?
Because you don't have a lishma for each
Now, v'kivon, it's a stretch now. Since if it would work for her, yarshanami mechapra. Why can't it work for her son? So her son says, my mom died. I sat Shiva. The Shiva's over now. I got to go bring an Ola. Why? Because she never brought the Ola. By the way, I also forgot the bench last week. So I'll bring the Ola. It'll count for my not benching.
For the Yarshim.
Why not?
We're not talking about the newborn son.
What?
We're not talking about the newborn baby.
No, of course not the newborn baby. Yeah. Right?
These are all the same chet, right?
Yeah, I say. So Rashi here, we don't have time to do it. Rashi here says that Ola helps for Aseiv. That's the whole premise of this Gemara. What are you bringing Ola for? Obviously, it's for something. So Rashi says, what's it for? Well, it can't be for a car race. It can't be for this. It can't be for that. The only thing left is for an Aseiv. So that's good. That's what it's good for. The long Rashi that says, Man Lemelon, the Iyaka Kama Aseiv Gaba. Right? Now, Lememra, do you mean to say the Kanya Lahu? That therefore the son owns the Ola? And it's working for him? That's it'll count. He forgot the bench. The kanyula work for him. Rav Yochanan haniach mincha l'shnei banav. If a guy leaves a mincha to his two kids, umeis and he dies, kreva vein bo shutfis. It could be brought because the father said it should bring it, but it's not a shutfis. V'isal gadol kanyule nefesh abrachmana. It says nefesh, meaning only one person could bring it. So if the yarshim owned it by partnership, how could it be brought for the father? It can't be brought by partners. Obviously, they don't own it.
No, they're just standing in his place.
So what does that mean? That's exactly what we're saying now. How does a son stand in the place of his mother's Ola bird and be able to use it for his not benching? How does that work? Does he own the animal? If he owns the animal, if he owns the carbon, then I could two brothers bring a mincha. Only one person's allowed to bring a mincha. You can bring a chatas, you can bring a shlam in b'shutfis. You can't bring a mincha b'shutfis. So if they own it, how does it work? So we'll flesh that out tomorrow. We'll go into that issue. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.